As we hunker down amid the coronavirus pandemic, creatives are facing tough times, too. Educational workshops don't have people populating them, per se. Performances are postponed, and open mics have been dropped. But as KJZZ's Tom Maxedon reports, teachers, writers, and spoken word artists are turning to technology to gigify their musings while trying to thrive in the age of COVID-19.
Writers are used to word counts.
8 Arizonans have died from the coronavirus.
Most aren't used to body counts. As creatives and teachers find themselves social distancing with the rest of us, many are switching to social media to try and turn a buck, or at least stay in digital contact with audiences they usually connect to in person.
Albuquerque and Santa Fe, it's an amazing poetry community here, and the poets have really stepped up, and it's a lot like family. They're the ones that keep us going.
That's Jules Nyquist, speaking via Skype. She's a poet, writing instructor, and open mic host from Placitas, New Mexico. While she's used to telecommuting for her day job, open mic cancellations are cramping her poetic camaraderie.
We're looking to keep our open mics going. We have one at this brewery that, of course, now that's not going to happen. We're going to try it online and have featured poets. And it's kind of nice now because anybody can join in.
For authors who rely on discussions at bookstores, it's tough to tour in today's viral climate. Former longtime NPR reporter turned children's literature podcaster Kitty Feld is helping kids cope in the age of COVID-19 with a performance of their own.
I've been reaching out to schools and libraries and parents who are at home, stuck with their kids, looking for something interesting to do. And every one of those kids can be a podcast star from their living room.
Feld hosts Book Club for Kids and was forced to cancel a taping at a popular Valley bookseller. And she didn't get taken out to the ball game either.
I was going to see Dodger baseball, and I had a book signing. So all those things got canceled, and that's kind of been the modus operandi.
But some are ahead of the coronavirus curveball and have been well before the outbreak of the pandemic.
He says that he loves me, but I say he's only in love with my jeans. He says that it's my eyes, but I know it's just my seams.
That's an excerpt from a video poem called In Love With My Jeans, written and performed by Caress Russell, known by many as Lady Caress. She's a performer and spoken word artist who is based in the Valley, but also travels the nation.
And talking with my agents and talking with people who are in public spaces and who are performers in the entertainment industry where our poems aren't written, they are performed. So what we're having to do is some digital performances.
Speaking via Skype, Lady Caress says she still maintains hope for the near future.
We as a society are having to do things we didn't do before, but some of that is also going to help us grow in a new way. I'm not excited where we are, but I'm excited with the new things that we're going to be able to come up with as a result of being in this situation.
It's that strong statement of perseverance, deeply rooted in her own past and others, that Lady Caress connects to in her own poetic words.
Just remember how far our people have come. Understand your color makes you a conqueror. Thus, you cannot quit. And despite you maybe feeling broken, battered, and bruised, oh, honey, you were born and bred for this.
Tom Maxedon, KJZZ News, Phoenix.